You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now, KMUW editorial commentator Richard Krausen says he needs to find something to lighten the mood.
Maybe I'm weird, but it seems to me there is an awful lot of dystopian entertainment out there these days. Everybody who makes movies that deal with the future seems to think, we ain't seen nothing yet. Either apes or robots or aliens or cruel gargantuan corporations or, I don't know, maybe vegans are going to take over. Even the weather is going to be horrible. Corruption and oppression will reign supreme. Disneyland's Carousel of Progress theme song, There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, is going to be replaced by something like, Life sucks and then you die. I'm sensitive about the future right now. It feels like we're living in a dystopia every time I listen to the news. I fully expect an announcement from Sarah Huckabee Sanders that they are going to schedule the next Hunger Games on the White House lawn this Easter in lieu of the traditional Easter egg hunt. I need some relief from the daily efforts of our banana Republican president to dystopianize America. I get all the dystopia I need from the headlines, watching more dreary future scenes in movies would just fall under the category of wallowing in it. I'll leave the wallowing to the pigs and Animal Farm. I'm just not in the mood for it. I'm clicking off the TV, clicking out of Netflix tonight. I need something a little cheery these days. Ah, this book might do the trick. It's called Fire and Fury. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.